Welcome. You are now in tune with Feminine Empress. All right, so you guys already know the intro. This is a spiritual platform where we do tarot readings. We talk spiritual talk. We talk about issues that we deal with on a daily basis. But ultimately, what sets this podcast aside and tarot readings aside from every other tarot reading and tarot reader out there is that we are totally embodied in solutions, not just pointing out problems, but solutions. Now, I don't mind doing clarifiers to get a little situational so that people can be able to see if it relates to them. Again, these are mass collective readings, so I'm speaking to millions or thousands, whoever's tuning in at any given moment. So not all stories are going to be the same for everyone, which is why I like to keep things in a general sense, and I choose to fixate in on the issues that the mass collective are experiencing, because again, we are as above, so below. So we are representations of everything that goes on in the sky. Some would say that we are one of the stars that if we look up, we're one of those stars that we see. We are all part of some type of constellation of the cosmos. So therefore, the statement of as above, so below stands very well. And because of that, I do believe mass readings work just as doing separate ones for, like, you know, Gemini, Capricorn, Scorpio. You know, we could go that route as well. But for now, in this initial stages, we're simply doing mass collective readings. If you would like a personal reading, send me an email at feminineempresstarot@gmail.com. Make sure you send me an email. Put in the subject field, whether or not it's a personal reading or a spiritual oracle, or even if you just have some spiritual advice and you want to talk to someone, I am willing to be that conduit of spiritual download for you. So I hope you guys enjoy. This is going to be the spiritual reading for September 3rd through September 10th. And so no need to wait any longer. Let's get right into it. So yeah, we're going to do things just a tad bit different today. I will do clarifiers, as I stated in the intro. Each section, I'm going to shuffle out three cards from three different decks, and we'll do a clarifier with a fourth deck. So this should be quite fun. Now, this can be a continual reading from the first set of cards I do on to the second and then to the final third set. Or this can specifically be three different scenarios or three different storylines for different groups of people out there. I never know which way the spiritual world is going to address matters when I'm doing mass readings. And because I'm doing playing Russian roulette with this card reading, meaning I'm trying something different, I haven't yet incorporated four decks in one reading. But this should be fun. I did this to make it quicker because 30 minutes is kind of too long when doing readings. I want to save those longer readings or those longer podcast times for situational conversations. I will be having some guest speakers very, very soon. So please stay tuned. I have a financial advisor who has specialized in abundance and how to manifest abundantly in the physical realm. She will be on our podcast very, very soon. I will do some promo for that in the next 7 days or so. We're also going to have a guest speaker who has just written a very profound book. And ladies, you will want to be in tune when this drops. And I'll keep you guys updated, all right? So right now, I'm going to pull a card from the Goddess Guidance Oracle cards. So give me just a moment. Sorry, let's split the deck. All right. Alrighty, so off the back, so the card that we got was the Bold card. It is in reverse, and it's a beautiful card, by the way. There's a woman here. She has her horn next to her, so to me, that's like the voice. It's the sound, having the message, having a a call of duty on the physical realm. Next to the woman who looks fierce, by the way, and also has angel wings above her crown, around the crown chakra, which tells me this person is pure. She's positive. She's forward thinking. She thinks about others just as much as she thinks about herself. Sometimes to a fault. And the reason why I say to a fault is because of it being in reverse. I believe that's what's happening here. Someone is caring and pure and loyal to anything that she gives her energy to a fault. And what's next to her, which stands out the most, is the wolf. And man, the wolf tells me that whoever I'm speaking to out of for this first deck of cards, man, you are different. You are amazing. You are a beam of light in every room, in every situation. People are drawn to you. You are an embodiment of different. You are adventurous. When you're upright, when you are this bold. And by the way, the goddess who this is Freyja. And now I have not yet done the history on all of these goddesses, specifically because it doesn't fixate on any Kemet, ancient Kemet at all. So I didn't feel the need to go into the goddesses. I strictly just did my studies on its words, its meaning, the card's meaning, and the embodiment of the illustration, because the illustration is what I love the most. I like pictures. Pictures talk to me. And right now, what I'm strictly going off of is the pictures. Anyways, but if you look into Freyja, you'll probably get a good idea to see if you relate to who the goddess is, who the goddess Freyja is. But anyways, this is about unleashing your adventure side and taking risks and being daring. But right now, a group of you guys are not doing that. Perhaps you are needing to take a risk in a job situation or a career or a business partnership situations. And right now you're second guessing yourself. You're questioning moving forward in that. That may be why the bold card is in reverse. Also, this may be about a life change that's necessary for a group of you guys out there who you're coming up with reasons on why this isn't necessary. So you're kind of not choosing the lane of least resistance. You're causing more chaos for yourself by not making this decision. So again, this also has a feeling of indecisiveness. It's having options, having choices, and being and knowing that you have to move forward in one of those options, but you're not in a place mentally to where you can boldly make this decision for yourself. So I think that's a really, really dope card. Some of you guys are needing to just to go have fun and celebrate, and you're not doing it. It's like you're keeping yourself locked off away from people, places, and things, which can sometimes be a little unhealthy. Isolation is great. Isolation is always great, but not when it's at the expense of well-being, at the expense of happiness and contentment. Like, what we don't want to do is conjure up ways of becoming depressed and feeling alone. That's what we don't want to do, okay? So let me go ahead and shuffle out of the Native Hearts Healing. So let's see. Can I get a clarifier? Clarifier for the bold card in reverse. Bold card in reverse. Can I get a clarifier for the bold card in reverse? Alrighty, so I'm going to split the deck. Alrighty. So the card that we have here is the Earth Star Chakra. So this is my past life card. This is, and by the way, past lives, depending on the reader, everyone has different readings. Some people specifically believe that this is dealing with incarnation, where you have, some of us have made the decision to come back on this earthly realm to fulfill missions for the new world, blah, blah, blah. Though there's people who believe in that. And then you have those like myself who believe that past life to me is who I was a month ago, who I was a year ago, who I was 3 years ago, who I was 7 years ago, because I'm none of those things anymore. You know what I mean? I'm who I am today, which I'm forever changing, forever growing, forever tapping into who I am on a soul's level. And when that happens, then we have to kind of sometimes relate back to our past life situations to kind of see the growth. You know what I mean? It's like having to having gone through some experiences that have put the fire into your ass to kind of get you to where you are now. So that's what this card is about. What the main reason of the main energy of this card, though, is respect. It is setting boundaries and demanding respect from people, places, and things, the things that we embody in our energy space. And this card is upright. So you guys are walking in that energy. You guys are starting to realize that because of your value, because of your stature, because of who you are now stepping into making sure those around you are respecting your boundaries, giving you the respect that you ultimately deserve because you are a goddess. You are a god. You are the epitome of greatness and purity and loyalty and royalty. And you're tapping into that. So that's pretty much the energy of the Earth Star Chakra. Some of you guys may even be having like visions of the future. And with it being upright, that may be why you're being called to be bold. That may be why it's necessary for you to tap into that boldness that you already possess. But right now you're kind of indecisive. You're kind of blocking that movement forward. You're not putting that foot forward and being that bold person that you can be. All right. So I think that was pretty to the point, if you ask me. All right, so let's go to the third deck. And the third deck is going to be my mermaid deck. Okay, so let's shuffle this and get one card. Yeah, let's get one card. Also, what I want to add, though, because while I'm shuffling, I'm like getting a feeling, and I think this may have to do with the boundaries and respect. So perhaps you guys in the past may have made some decisions or had some grand ideas that weren't really thought all the way out through, or just ideas that did not necessarily serve your higher purpose that you were kind of going forward with from a surface value, and it could have cost you. That it cost you, whether that was monetarily or energetically, it cost you, and you guys are wanting a new beginning. Yeah, so it's necessary for you to be bold right now. All right, so let me go ahead and split the deck. Alrighty, so the card that we have here is the Kancho Mansi card. This is the number 32 card. It is in reverse. It's the number 32, reduces down to 5. 5 is always about changes. So, right now, we are dealing with some selfish people, guys. I can't even fake the funk here. I have to call it for what it is. We are dealing with some selfish people who are only thinking about self. And right now, even with having that Earth Star Chakra upright and demanding respect in areas, maybe the reason why that boldness is in reverse is because ultimately you may be thinking it, but are you setting that action forward? So you may be thinking it. You may even be putting yourself in an isolated state to protect yourself because you feel like when you are out there, you are being disrespected. But are you, because see, boldness is an energy thing. Like, you don't have to tell people to respect you. It's an aura thing. You have to be bold from the inside. You have to know who you are from the inside. Because if you know who you are, then ultimately everyone and everything around you will have no choice but to honor that. Hater, friend, or foe, they would have to honor what your aura is, period. And I think that is exactly why the Kancho Mansi card is here. You are being being called to set the boundary forward to anybody that you're involved with, whether this is a business partnership, whether this is a fiance, whether this is a husband, whether this is a girlfriend, whether this is a future wife, whatever the case is, right now, you are, what's being asked of you is to always return something to whatever it is that you're taking from. There has to be an exchange and I even call this bartering. There has to be an exchange. If you're going to take from something, be able and willing to give equally, if not more, in every situation. All right? So right now, either you're doing this to someone or someone is doing this to you. Someone is disrespecting your boundaries, taking when they should be giving as much as they're taking. So you're being called to be bold in this moment. I think that's good. I don't even think we need clarifiers from the fourth deck. I think that was pretty straightforward. So let's go ahead and get into our second set. So we can either call this the past or we can call this group one. And then now we're going to go over to the present. Or for those out there who likes the group 1, 2, 3 better, this we can call it group 2. Stay tuned. La, 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 la. All right, so let's go ahead and get our shuffle on. Again, we're doing 3 decks, just like the last one. I'll do clarifiers if I feel like it's necessary. So give this one 2 more shuffles. And the last shuffle. All right, there we go. Split the deck. Okay. First card that we got here is the Sorceress card. The Sorceress card. The goddess here is Rhiannon. Rhiannon. I don't know much about Rhiannon, but this card, when it's upright, we did get it in the reverse. So remember that. As a mass collective, we got it in the reverse. But upright, this is knowing that you are a magical person and that you can manifest whatever it is that you're desiring as long as you have clear intention in this reality. All right? So it's in reverse. So again, this is almost like feeding off the energy from the last reading. I mean, from that first group. Like, there's a group of you guys just not trusting your innate abilities. The power that you've always had, you're not tapping into your greatness. So again, like I said, this channel is all about solutions, not necessarily the problem. So let me give you some solutions. What works for me, which may not work for everyone else, is being out in nature, man. Guys, we only have a few more weeks of summer. So, like, take advantage of being able to walk outside with no shoes on your feet and just be at one with the concrete and the ground and the grass and the sand and the water and the air and the birds and the butterflies. Like, it is time for you to step out into nature so that you can, again, recapture your personal power. Like seriously, guys, like, this happens simply by stepping outside. Now, whatever floats your boat. However, I know this for a fact has worked for me, and I know it has worked for many, many others out there. So if you are looking for new ways of trying to get out of this rut that may be happening on an emotional level or a physical level or just a spiritual level, go outside, man. Tap into that magical side of yourself. Like, allow the light of the sun, the moon, and the stars stir up, like, memories of who you are. On the soul level, like a lot of that stuff is dormant right now. And many of us, we're shedding the conditioning, the societal conditioning that we've experienced over the years. And the more that we do that, the more in tune that we come with our true souls. So tap into that greatness. You know what I mean? Resume the mission that was once aborted through misdeed in past time. You know what I mean? Like, maybe some projects didn't go as you had planned them to go in the past. And now as a result, you're kind of isolated and not allowing yourself to be who you are on a creative level. Like, you're thinking too much about outside sources or what other people think, when ultimately the only person that matters or the only thoughts and opinions that matter is yours. Because who you are, you create. What you think you are, you are. You're going to become every thought that you're going to manifest every thought that you allow to leave your head or to come to express itself, or every word that you allow to leave your mouth. These things have to manifest. Period. I like that card. I think this was a good one. Man, just embody the magic person that already exists within you. And that's why we got it in the reverse, because we're not doing that right now. We're not doing that. All right, so let me go ahead and shuffle this again. And we're going to get a healing oracle, of course. Let's get what we're going to get out of here. That was three shuffles. We're going to do three more. Okay. And let's see. One more after this. One more after this. All right, let's split this deck. Alrighty. I mean, just looking at the bottom of the deck and the energy that I was feeling, I just feel like there's a group of you guys dealing with a manipulator, like emotional manipulator. But anyways, the card that we got was the Grandmother Moon. This is the number 11 card. It is in reverse. Remember, number 11 is always about our thoughts and how whatever it is that we're thinking, we're manifesting. Funny that I say that, because it falls right back into that sorceress card. We have to be mindful of our thoughts in this given moment, because a lot of the things that we are currently experiencing, we have brought on ourselves, whether that's been good or bad. We're doing that simply by the thoughts that we allow ourselves to possess, as well as the words that we allow to leave our mouth. I'm not going to repeat that again because I sound like a damn record. So let's get into the energy of the Grandmother card. So we've had this before a couple weeks ago. So this is the card of "This Too Shall Pass." This is also the card of asking you to become more in tune with your intuition. So right now there's a group of you guys experiencing some things that's necessary. Like, you're needing to trust the feelings that you've been getting lately, but with it being in reverse, there's a feeling of you're not doing that. There's some examples, there's some things that have happened over time that you can use as a reference, and you're not doing that either. So overall, the healing energy of the Grandmother Moon is pretty much trying to guide you to step back. You know what I'm saying? Like, step back, sit in the energy of the moon, of the moon cycles, knowing that you're needing to be here. You're needing to experience everything that you're experiencing in this moment, because whatever lesson that you're being forced to learn is going to help you in the future. And it's going to help you tap into that unlearned or unseen portion of yourself that's always been there. But it's going to take some removing and chopping down of perceived ideas on how things should be. Yeah, that's the feeling I get from that. So yeah, it's time that you allow yourself to just go with the flow. Like, embrace the goddess that you are. Embrace the god that you are. Embrace the good and the bad that comes along with the trial of life. Knowing that there is no L's, that everything happens for a reason, that even in our hardest times, there's something that we've asked for, and we've put that out into the universe, and the universe wants to match us at that energetic vibrational level. But there has to be some unshedding of things in order for us to walk into that abundance, that area of abundance. Be the creator of your own world. And do so by knowing that everything that you are needing is available to you in perfect timing. That's the most important part. In perfect timing. So it's necessary for you to run on these cycles. You know, every moon cycle, which is 30 days or so. Every moon cycle, right? Your thoughts and beliefs can place limitations on your ability to receive. All right? Again, number 11. And honor this moon cycle. There's a group of you guys that really need to honor this next moon cycle, because whatever it is you're looking for is right on the other side. It's right on the other side. But you got to sit in this for a minute. And don't be the driver of your own ship. Let the universe handle that. Like, you put out the thought and then match that thought with the energy so that the universe can match you equally. All right? So I always remember, and I always have to say this when I see this card, the Grandmother Moon is telling us to seek is to not find. And that to try promotes only an element of failure. All right? So stop pushing things forward. And because all you're doing is building up resistance for yourself, okay? Just relax. Relax and let life take its own course as long as you are making sure that your happiness and you're content with your current situation, then ultimately you're doing exactly what you're supposed to do. Honor that. Honor the grandmother moon. Honor all of the chaos and the feelings of uneasiness that's happening right now, because ultimately, as always, this too shall pass. Perfect. I like that card. And let's go to our third deck and shuffle this. Two, three. Last shuffle. Alrighty. So, the card we got here is the Water Flight. It is the number 14 card. 14 reduces down to 5. Again, we have all these high energies of major changes coming through. Now, we did get this in the upright. So, pretty much what the Water Flight is all about is allowing... It's about allowing yourself the freedom to feel. Like allowing yourself to honor the emotions that you are currently experiencing. Not shutting them off, not running away from them, but actually allowing yourself to feel what it is that you're feeling right now, you know? And to express those feelings. Like say what's on your mind. Get it off your chest. This will help release and help you let go of a lot of the weight that you guys have been carrying. A lot of you guys are taking on the energy of not just yours, but those around you. You know what I mean? Like sometimes we naturally have to do this when we have children, when we have families, when we're married, things of that nature. Like all of that is fine and dandy, but you also have to remember to put yourself first. You have to pamper number one. And I don't care at whatever time, wife, mother, whatever, if number one is not full, how can number one pour from a half full cup? So you have to make sure that you make yourself whole first so that you can in turn be able to take care and provide for all of those people that you're wanting to or that you're desiring to nurture in a given moment. However, just make sure that you're nurturing number one first, okay? This re-involvement with your emotions is going to help allow your tears to wash out your fears. So if you're feeling this need to cry, cry. If you need to call somebody, call your best friend and vent. Get it off your chest. Get it all off your chest so that you can clear your mindset. Because remember, what we think, we manifest. And as long as we're thinking about what we don't want, we're going to manifest more of that. And that's what we don't want to do. So in turn, we got to do the opposite. We have to think about all of the things that we do want so that we can create more of that. And you know how you do that? You feel. You have to feel that moment. So, for example, man, I want to work for NBC, number one corporation, one of the top 5 corporations in the world. Now, okay, I'm putting the thought out there. Now what the universe is asking me to do is feel it. Live in the moment. Live in the moment and feel being in that position. What does that feel like? What does that feel like sitting at that desk, that corporation, at that job that you work so hard? What does that feel like? Like, allow that feeling to take over your mind and your mental space, because ultimately that is what puts the rapid speed behind the manifestation process. And that's your power. Always your power. I like that card. I think that's a good way to go about this. Men, both men and women that receive this card are being called to heal. To heal thyself, naturally. Heal thyself. And a lot of the times, the best way to do that is to confine in a close person to us. If you need to contact me for tarot readings, feel free to contact me for tarot readings. A lot of the time, having conversations with strangers and feeling like there's a sense of unbiased to the situation can help. You know what I mean? Like, you got to do what's best for your soul. Do what's best for number one. Pamper and nurture number one. Because ultimately, that's where all of the abundance sources lie. I think that was great. All right, y'all stay tuned for group three or the future side. Alrighty, so let's go ahead and get to shuffling again for this first deck. You know, routine by now. Since we're playing Russian roulette today, we're going to shuffle this six times. Just like we have each of the other groups. And I shuffle right there. Yep. So off the bat, I ain't even gotta go too far. I can already tell there's just like some energy of the past that you gotta let go. That's what I'm getting. But anyways, the card that we got was the Arts card. And what's ironic is we actually got this last week as the first card. And it's in the same position. So we are still embodying the same energy of last week some way, somehow. The first thing that this card screams to me is it's knowing that you are a limitless being. But the thing is, the key word is that is, you know, you have to know that you are a limitless being. There's a group of you guys out there who seem to be experiencing some money delays, some time delays, or some type of time restrictions, money restrictions, things of that nature. And what you're having to understand is that you are focused too much on material things or on the material world. And what the universe is asking for you right now is to check that frequency of being so focused on the material world that you are in turn blocking that manifestation from happening. The best way, again, solutions, the best way to deal with that is do some fun things like listen to your music, you know, soothe the spirit, allow yourself to feel comfort in the things that you enjoy, you know, healthy foods, drinking structured water and being out in the sunlight, in nature, listening to music, being around good friends, new friends, friends that give you good belly laughs, things of that nature, like, it's time for that type of restructuring in order for you to tap into this Arts card of being a limitless being. It's time for you to give yourself permission to experiment with life. It's time for you to escape all the limitations of thinking and the very existence that you've placed upon yourself. It's time to release that. Let that go so that you can in turn tap into your highest vibrational self. Because as always, and as the continual message is starting to become a little repetitive at this point, this is how we manifest in this current universe. All right? You have to realize your power, and your power is inside of your thoughts and how you talk to yourself. All right? So self-love, self-embodiment, self-respect. Those are like the reoccurring themes of this overall reading. All right? So let's go to our next deck. Let's get a healing card. Spirit, can we get a healing card for the Mass Collective? Can we get a healing card for the Mass Collective? Healing card for the Mass Collective. Last shuffling. Y'all got love on the brain. Somebody out there is totally looking for contentment, fulfillment, joy, family structure. Somebody out there is looking for that. I don't know if that was specifically for someone. Whoever's tuning in right now, this may be something that you're looking for, because this is actually stepping outside of the healing. And there's more so, I'm just going based off of the energy of the card from the bottom of the deck and correlating it with the card that we did get. And the card that we did get is the seven sisters. the Seven Sisters. But yeah, there's a group or there's a person that's tuning in right now that is, man, happy. Like right now, they're happy. They're in celebration mode. They're enjoying the company of others. This may be someone from the past, someone who left good thoughts. Someone who you have had a positive past with, you're becoming nostalgic. Someone's coming nostalgic. Someone's thinking about resuming a old friendship, an old relationship, an old business partner. Old business project, etc., etc. But the thing is, this is going to require us to leave something behind. And I got the numbers 33 at the top of my clock. So I'm going to say that this is something that you already know. This is something that a group of you guys already know. So anyways, let's get into the energy of the Seven Sisters. So the Seven Sisters is like the seven chakras, right? So we did get it upright. So getting it upright means that right now, a lot of you guys are just planning and preparing and rebalancing your seven chakra centers. Understanding that having this balance of both masculine and feminine entities that are all embodied in mastering those seven, in order to master those seven chakras, we have to, all of us have to balance the masculine and the feminine and the femininity in divination in order to become balanced. In order to become rebalanced so that your true soul's purpose can express itself. All right. So this is a calling of your attention so that your higher intelligence may be guided towards who you truly are. All right. So, bottom line, this card is ultimately guiding you to be open to greater possibilities. This goes right back to that, the card we just had before that, like knowing that you are a limitless being, like anything that you want, you can have. Anything you could put your mind to can be procreated in this current physical realm. This card is coming to guide you and it asks you to pay close attention to your energy levels, because it is that again. This is all tying into how we manifest on it abundantly. Like you have to self-check your own frequency, because right now, a lot of you guys are probably feeling out of balance, out of sync right now. You don't feel like you're energetically aligned, and the universe is calling to you for you to energetically align those chakra centers, okay? And there's plenty of things you can do right now. You can meditate. You can join yoga classes. I would definitely suggest that. Whatever it is that you get into, make sure that it is healthy and it's productive. And it's going to help you quiet the mind and quiet out outside noises so that you can totally tune into your soul and make better decisions. You know what I mean? For yourself. It's all about the rebalancing. All right? Cool beans, let's go to our final deck. Talk to the mermaids. What y'all got for a spirit? What y'all got for us over here with the mermaids? What do you have for us with the mermaids? What else do you have for us with the mermaids, spirit? What else do you have for us with the mermaids? Alrighty, man, somebody is truly fighting for a cause, man. Somebody is truly about to step out on faith. I just hope that you're not being manipulative in the stepping out on faith. Do you. But anyways, do you, but make sure doing you is embodying love. All right, you're operating from the chakra of the heart, okay? Just make sure at least that part is balanced, because the energy I'm getting right here is a little kind of over the place. Like somebody's out here trying to recover and recoup some things, and they're working hard towards it, but there's some hidden depth to the whole situation, and the hidden depth is causing someone to be like a rebel in the situation, and they're moving forward. They're like pushing forward with a sense of conviction and defensiveness in whatever it is that they're trying to recoup, all right? And I'm telling you, this is all embodied in somebody looking for fulfillment and joy. So anyways, we got two cards. And the first card we got was the mirror card. It is in reverse. The second card that we got was the sisterhood card. It is in reverse. So the mirror card is in reverse. It's pretty much saying that a group of you guys are not truly seeing yourself for who you are. The mirror card in reverse tells me that some of you guys are not being yourself. You're being what others want you to be. You are dumbing down your potential and innate abilities to make those around you happy. You are, yeah, that's the bottom energy right there. You are allowing the energies of others to become a burden to yourself, to therefore, to the point to where you're dormanting your talents. You're dormanting what it is that your mission is on this planet. You're dormanting your expression of creativity and your ability to be happy, to be at peace, to be in the sense of contentment and joy. Like there's a group of you guys who are faking the funk, having a self-image that's never really deeply understood, and then like readjusting that appearance and that way of being so that you're accepted. And that's what we're trying to get you away from. That's what the universe is trying to get you away from. From this feeling like you need to do things to be accepted. Like, no, do you. Do you. Because if you embody you and do a great job in embodying you, the world has no choice but to adjust to the greatness of who you are. There's a sense of needing to acknowledge your own greatness so that you can stand in that power. And until you embody that greatness, you will forever be living out other people's dreams. People may be calling your phone right now trying to bring their projects to life because you are a working individual. You are an asset to whatever it is that you're doing. But have you ever thought about being an asset to yourself? Have you ever thought about saying, like, man, it's the reason why all these people calling my phone and want me to be a part of their team? I'm great. So let me stop faking the front and only giving them a little bit of who I am when I can give them the whole shebang. And then they either got to take it or leave. They either got to take it or leave it. Because at the end of the day, you value yourself. All right? So, yeah. This in reverse, there's many of you guys are just refusing to address patterns of past hurt and therefore giving them more power over your life. And there's a need for you to realize that you are the boss and that you are totally embodied in self-love, that you have knowledge of self, and that you know how to heal self. And healing self is understanding that, hey, this hurt me before, but I'm bigger than that. I'm bigger than that. I am the truth, the light. And you gotta embody that though, okay? And the reason why I say that is because we have the sisterhood card in reverse. So this is my fake friends card, all right? So you got some people around you who aren't really for you. They're for themselves. They're selfishly driving things for themselves and not because they truly, genuinely care about you. And there's a call for you to become more intuitive towards that, to embody that. These people are placing limitations on your growth. And I got a feeling that you guys are starting to realize that. I do get that feeling. And which is probably why you are being defensive in moving forward towards something that you are truly wanting or something that you're contemplating recovering at this given moment. And whatever that is, it's going to require a lot of hard work. There is some hidden depth to it, but whatever it is, whatever cause that you're fighting for, there's a sense of you being a little bit on the intellectual side and being political in your pursuit, okay? So back to the sisterhood card. I went back to that potential beginning energy. But anyways, the sisterhood card is pretty much saying that you need to find new friends, that you need to deepen the ones with those that you cherish in this given moment. There are some friends around you that are dying for endings, all right? These are the energy drainers, the fleas, the crows in your life. We all have them. We all have at least one or two if we haven't energetically purged those things out of our system, especially in these last 90 days during the solar eclipses and the new moons and the full moons of these past 90 days. There is a... So right now, a lot of you guys can be feeling like all of this that you're dealing with right now is real stressful, and you could be feeling like your integrity is being tested. And you just don't want to play the games no more. You ain't trying to be manipulated. And somebody is playing manipulator for their own game. For their own gain. And there's a need for you to put your foot down and for you to take the lead and to know that whatever it is that you're dealing in currently, that if you don't put your foot down and if you don't boldly assert yourself in this situation, that this could lead you to being either demonized or manipulated or some type of feelings of guilt. And you don't want none of that. So allow yourself to acknowledge your own compassion. Take some time out and pay attention to those people around you that's throwing off these temper tantrums and that's acting all childish and not adult-like. Like those people, low-key, no offense, they're probably narcissistic in nature. You know, when I use the word crow, if I use the word energy drain, if I use the word flee, those are the narcissists that we attract, being beams of light on this physical realm. And it is our duty to be to always balance those chakras, because that's ultimately what gives us a discernment of what's good and what's bad for us, whether that's mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally, etc. Okay? So yeah. Right now there's a need for you guys to totally stay strong. I do want to do clarifiers because we got two cards there. So I'll do clarifiers for these. Let's see here. Let's do a quick shuffle. We got the mirror in reverse and the sisterhood card in reverse. Mirror in reverse and sisterhood card in reverse. Do we need any clarifiers, spirit? If so, let us get some clarifiers for the mirror card in reverse and the sisterhood card in reverse. Let's get some clarifiers. And let's see, we're going to do two more shuffles. Yeah. Somebody's realizing that all that glitters is not gold. And that's great. That means you are truly balancing those chakras and increasing that discernment level to be able to know that. Because everybody ain't perfect, but it's our job to make sure that we protecting our own energy space, though. So, one more shuffle and let's jump right into it. Yeah, it's like something that you used to love. Some of you guys are losing interest in that. So, let's see. Or maybe that could be the energy of someone around you. Or a group of you guys. Yeah. So, the overall energy here is either potentially the loss of a job, the loss of some money, the loss of some type of something monetary, something tangible, something of the material world. There is a sense of possibly losing or having lost. Okay? So I'm going to pull the first three cards off the top and see what we got. Yep, what'd I say? So didn't I say something about recovering? Okay, so the first card that came was the Four of Swords. We got recovering, recouping, contemplating some things. And okay, so somebody right now is heavily in their mind. They're heavily in their mind. They're resting. They're resting right now. They got three swords going towards them. So something is on their heart. Something is on their mind. But they also got a sword right below them. So they plan to take action real soon. And what's causing them to want to take action and pursuing and recuperating and recovering something is they're really being focused. They're really being focused and thinking practically as it relates to balancing the material world with the spiritual world. And they're really paying attention to details. And right now, whatever that is, their mind is focused on great wealth, inheritance, family property, ownership, being the CEO of their own business, being the boss. Somebody is totally being focused on, so maybe there that was what happened. So maybe what I'm reading here is that perhaps in the past there was a loss, and whatever that loss was may have changed your state of mind. It took you out of the balanced state that you naturally had. And whatever mishap that took place, it is what caused the misalignment of your chakras, right? So now the universe is asking you, or even you're just as a result of the experience, are in the process of realigning those chakras, readjusting those chakras. And in realigning those chakras, you're just paying attention to everything that's going on around you. And more importantly, you're paying attention to all of the hard work that you put into things and the rewards that are coming from it, right? Which is why that great wealth card is here. And yeah, you know, you're being practical. You've been dependable with a lot of things, or maybe there's someone around you who is practical, who's dependable, who's helping you get there, right? But perhaps this person is in the process of moving on quickly because they're pregnant, or they're in the process of birthing a new business idea. So there is this potential of not being paid properly, or not having a proper pay raise as one should. There's definitely not a given, equal give and take, right? There's definitely not a equal give and take. So let me see what this is here. Why do we have the wealth card here? Why is the great wealth here? Great wealth card. Why is the great wealth card here? Great wealth card. Okay. So, remember I said there's this energy of somebody who's really focused on contentment and happiness, and they know that in order for them to be content and happy with whatever it is that they're that's currently making them happy, they're going to have to leave something behind. So, it looks like this person is having to choose between the material world and stability and structure from monetary gain and versus fulfillment and love. And as a result of choosing to get out of this ring of fire, this three-party relationship, there may be someone with the energies of a Capricorn, Taurus, Virgo, or some type of someone who is earthly in nature, someone who's really dependable, somebody who's practical, who is, as a result of you making this decision, going to cut you off from some type of resources. But I don't think this is anything for you to worry about, because ultimately this is a victory for you, and you passed some type of exam in doing something, in doing this. Like, this is really a goal that's achieved. This is a goal that is achieved. So let's see. One more card. Six of Pentacles in reverse. Can I get a clarifier? Yeah. So perhaps you guys had a business partnership together. And it may not have been the best idea, because now that you are in this recuperation and recovery mode, this person may be spiting you. Yeah. They don't want you to leave. They don't want you to leave. And currently, you may be carrying that burden of decision-making that needs to be had right now. Any final clarifier before I close out this reading, Spirit? Any final clarifier for this? Yeah. There may be currently someone being deceitful and irresponsible. There could be a liar thief around. Let me get a clarifier for that. Can I get a clarifier for the Seven of Swords? Why is the Seven of Swords here? I feel like this is the energy of this Queen of Pentacles, of this dependable person that has this earth-like quality. That could be Taurus, Capricorn, Virgo. That could just be somewhere in their chart. That don't have to be their sun sign. But whatever the situation is, it's not home. It's not what either party thought it was, right? So somebody is about to make a decision as relate to it. They trying to get away from some type of possessiveness that comes from this particular relationship, because they're deepening their attraction somewhere else. All right, let's get that final clarifier so we can close out this week's reading. Yeah. So ultimately, guys, you are being called to embody the wisdom of the King of Cups. Okay? There's a feeling of needing to just be a little bit more patient and more diplomatic in how you process your next move. There's a sense of needing to be a little bit more tolerant in this given moment and to just go in and know that all of the answers that you are truly seeking at this moment are within. And there's a sense of being of needing to be alone so that you can make better judgment. Because what we want to do is release any burdens that we may be carrying in this given moment. Because carrying burdens sometimes make us a little hot-tempered. You know what I'm saying? We get a little forceful. It carrying the burdens take away from our creativity, who we are as entrepreneurs. We kind of lose our charisma a little bit when we in that type of energy. So it's time for us to make this decision currently so that we don't carry these burdens into this next part of our life journey that the universe is currently pulling us or pushing us towards. Okay. All right, so I think that was a pretty good energy reading for September 3rd through the 10th. And if you are needing any personal readings, any spiritual oracles, or just want to talk again, you can email me at feminineempresstarot@gmail.com. You can find my podcast, Feminine Empress Tarot, just by typing it in your Google Drive. And it will be found everywhere. iTunes, Spotify, CastBox, whatever you use to stream podcasting, you'll be able to find my channel. Please subscribe. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel as well. I do want to get those visuals popping. So please subscribe to that channel. And we want to increase that page as much as possible. Please comment, share. You know what I mean? You never know who may be needing the same messages that you're downloading at that given moment. So please like, share, comment, you know, be a blessing to someone else. You know, like when I do these things, I'm just giving back. You know what I mean? Give back to someone else in your timeline as well. All right. Give back and make these decisions, guys. There is some heavy decisions that need to be made right now. But ultimately, with that grandmother moon being in the reading, that we have to be here. This is an experience that we must have. We must go through this experience because ultimately we're going to get away from this these feelings of miserability, and getting away from that feeling is going to require a lot of hard work, man. We gotta work hard, and this is no time to be hot-headed in your approach. Like, we have to be diplomatic in the approach. That's why I feel like that ultimately we're being called to step into our King of Cups power and being diplomatic in our assessment through emotions so that we can ultimately plan through action. And when we plan through action, it's going to require us to be more of a risk taker and a sound, judged risk taker. Okay? And ultimately, there's going to be something that we're going to have to leave behind, because if we don't leave it behind, then we're not going to be happy. We're going to allow that to get in the way of our happiness. And we're not doing that. We're not doing it no more. It's 2018, age of Aquarius, baby. We ain't got time. Who got time for that? I ain't got time. You got time. I ain't got time. All right? So, yeah. Like I said, subscribe, like, share, comment, follow my Facebook, follow my IG. That's Feminine Empress Tarot. I also keep, I post this stuff on my regular page too. And that brand will never change. You always know you can find me at Shantae Renee. Or on Instagram, it's I am Shantae Renee. Yeah, guys, let it go. Release. Allow that femininity, that intuition, that intuitive side, that high priestess side of ourselves to reign. Because it's needed right now. There's so much assertion is going on in the world. We got to tap into the most softest side, the nurturing side of ourselves. And who do we need to nurture first? Number one. And who is number one? Me. Who is number one? You. And that's what we got to honor right now for September 3rd through September 10th. So I appreciate y'all staying in tune with me. I love y'all. Love, peace, honor, respect. Haha, that ties in with the reading. Yes, y'all. Namaste.